Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokers Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hi, friends. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. I'm thrilled to have you with me this week. No matter what you're doing or where you are right now, I really appreciate you downloading the show. If you're like me, you probably listen to podcasts while you're doing other things, like exercising or traveling. That's really one of the reasons that I fell in love with podcasts way back in the early days. I think it was 2005, and started podcasting myself in 2007. Seeing the huge number of downloads we get every single week and getting your comments and questions is a big reason why and how I stay motivated to keep doing the show week after week. So I really appreciate your support. In today's episode, we're going to cover an important topic. We're going to talk about making loans to family members or friends. I get this question pretty frequently from people who are wondering if it's a smart idea. Or maybe you need to ask for a loan from someone close to you, and you're really unsure about how to do it or want to make sure you do it the right way. I'll cover what you should know about giving, lending, or borrowing between family or friends. You'll learn five of the best ways I think are out there to make smart transactions that protect not only your finances, but more importantly, your long-term relationships. I'm going to make it really easy to get all the links and resources that I'll mention in the show. So to follow up, just visit the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 381, called Five Best Ways for Making Loans to Family and Friends. While it may seem easy to borrow from or loan money to loved ones, it's really important to understand how it can affect each of your financial lives. Additionally, how the borrower plans to use the money should play a role in how you handle the transaction. I'll discuss more about that toward the end of the podcast. But first, I want to give you five ways to exchange money between family and friends and the important pros and cons that both parties should consider. The first way is make a gift. If you can afford to make a cash gift to someone who needs help instead of making a loan, that's a wonderful solution. But making a gift means that you don't intend for any amount of it to be repaid ever. Additionally, there are tax implications when you make a gift versus a loan. Many people don't understand the federal gift tax or even know that it exists, frankly. So in a nutshell, here's how it works. Anytime you give something of value with no expectation of value to be received in return, you're giving a gift that's taxable, unless there's a legal exception. So the big exception is for 2014 and 2015, you can give up to $14,000 to as many people as you like each year without having to pay a gift tax. And this amount typically increases a little bit each year, so it's likely to be higher in future years. Let's say you want to give $20,000 to someone this year. You'd have to pay gift tax on $6,000, which is the amount that exceeds $14,000. The gift giver is generally responsible for paying tax, not the recipient. To some people, that seems a little counterintuitive and is probably what trips people up about this law. Here are some additional exceptions for when a gift is not taxable. Let's say you give gifts to a spouse who is a U.S. citizen. That's not taxable. Or gifts to a political organization. You can even pay medical expenses for someone directly to the person or institution providing his or her services without having to pay tax. And you can also pay tuition for someone directly to his or her school. So making a payment owed by someone else for something other than tuition or medical expenses is considered a gift to him or her and may be subject to the gift tax depending on the amount. Also note that you cannot deduct the value of a gift from your income tax return unless it qualifies as a tax-deductible charitable contribution. So you can learn more about these types of charitable contributions in a previous show I did called Which Charitable Contributions Are Tax-Deductible? That's episode number 330. There are also implications for your estate taxes that are linked to the gift tax to make it even more complicated. So if you're not sure whether tax applies to your giving situation, be sure to read IRS publication number 559 called Survivors, Executors, and Administrators. And if you make a taxable gift, you do have to file it using Form 709 along with your tax return. You'll find more about that in the IRS publication I mentioned. Way number two, make a personal loan. If you have cash to spare and do want to make a loan to someone, there are several considerations. One is that making a no or low interest loan, that's $10,000 or more, could make you subject to the gift tax if the rate you charge is less than the going market rate. And I'll put a link in the show notes to a way to find out what the going market rate is. Another huge issue is what happens if the borrower can't or won't repay you. The key to making a successful loan is to feel confident that the borrower has the ability and willingness to repay you. And likewise, if you're on the borrowing side, I think it's unethical to take a loan from someone that you can't or don't intend to repay. To make sure both parties are clear about payment expectations and terms of a loan, always have a signed and recorded loan document. It's also known as a promissory note. This protects you if you're forced to sue someone for repayment down the road. Now, going down that path always takes time, money, and will probably ruin your relationship. So that's why this is such a serious issue. However, the upside to lending is that you could receive a good return on your money, depending on the interest rate and terms you and the borrower agree to. I've loaned money to friends for short-term business needs, which turned out to be win-win transactions. My friends got the capital they needed quickly, and I earned an interest rate that matched or exceeded what a bank would charge for a similar loan. You can use a site like Rocket Lawyer or LegalZoom to create a loan document that puts the amount, terms, interest rate, and late fees in writing. And from the borrower's perspective, the main downside to getting a loan from a family member or friend is that you give up the opportunity to build credit. That's because your payment won't be reported to the national credit agencies. Having no or poor credit is a common reason why you might get turned down for a traditional loan and consider turning to family and friends in the first place. To learn more, be sure to listen to a previous show called 5 Ways to Get a Loan with Bad Credit, which is episode number 259. Way number three, cosign for a credit account. A common way to help someone with no or poor credit is to co-sign a joint credit account, such as a personal loan, car loan, or credit card. Co-signing a credit application means that you and the other borrower assume equal responsibility for the account. Both of your credit histories will be examined, but a good one can outweigh a poor one on balance, which is why this works. If payments are made on time, it can be a win-win because both co-signers will build or maintain good credit. However, if payments are not made on time, both co-signers are on the hook for the entire debt, not just 50% of it, even if the other person is the one who was the big spender. Being fully liable for someone else's debt could literally ruin your credit if you can't repay the full amount on time. So, the lesson here is never ever co-sign any type of loan or credit account without understanding that you're completely responsible if the other person doesn't hold up their end of the deal, or worse, were to die. Also, be sure to monitor a co-signed account regularly by viewing it online or getting paper statements in the mail to make sure that payments are made on time every month. Way number four, use a marketplace loan. If you want an alternative to direct lending or co-signing a debt, consider using a marketplace or what's called a peer-to-peer platform. These are lenders who evaluate borrowers based on multiple factors and match them with individual or institutional lenders who can earn above-average returns. I recently spoke to Greg Schoenberg, who's the chairman of a platform called PeerForm, about their lending approval process. He told me they look at a borrower's credit, but believe that you're much more than just your FICO credit score. He said, we also evaluate other factors that create a more comprehensive profile of a prospective borrower. He says a thin credit file may not disqualify a potential borrower if he or she has a steady job and no major credit issues. So what I recommend is that before turning to family or friends for money, consider applying to a peer-to-peer lender for a competitive interest rate and the ability to build credit. Some of the most popular sites right now for peer-to-peer lending are PeerForm, Lending Club, Prosper, and Payoff. You can visit the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com for links to those resources. And the final way, number five, to loan money or borrow from family and friends is to use a crowdfunding platform, such as Zimple Money. Here's how it works. You submit the amount you'd like to borrow, including the interest rate and terms, and offer it to multiple investors who, get this, may include your family and friends. So if you're interested in loaning money to a loved one, but you don't want to assume all the risk, this is a really innovative option. Zimple Money also manages loans from beginning to end by administering agreements, tracking loan payments, collecting money, and maintaining tax records. Their free version allows you to track one loan, or you can subscribe for a more comprehensive plan for as little as $18 a year.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic, because we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Earlier, I mentioned that how you plan to use borrowed money should play a role in how you handle the transaction. When funds are used to buy a home or pay for education, some or all of the interest that the borrower pays may be tax deductible on his or her tax return. That's why it's really important to take advantage of that. So if you borrow money to buy a home, the loan must be secured in order to take advantage of the mortgage interest deduction. To properly set up and manage a home loan with a relative or friend, use a resource like nationalfamilymortgage.com. If you're eligible for an education loan tax benefit or the mortgage interest tax deduction and you don't claim it, you're simply paying too much money to the government. So let's recap the best options for making a loan to family or friends. Way number one is make a gift. Number two is make a personal loan. Number three, co-sign a credit account. Number four, use a marketplace loan. And five, use a crowdfunding platform. Before I wrap up, I received a quick question from Robin who says, "You asked for listeners to give you an iTunes review, but I listen on the Stitcher app, but I'd like to give you a great review. Is there any way to do that in Stitcher?" Thank you so much, Robin, for asking and for your kind words. I don't think there is a way to make a review in Stitcher, and please someone correct me if I'm wrong, but I really appreciate you asking anyway. If you did review the show in iTunes or are willing to take a few minutes to do that, I read all of them and really appreciate your feedback. As always, I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
It's officially grilling season at the Home Depot. So don't miss Memorial Day savings on grills happening now, so you can celebrate with a backyard barbecue for the whole block. Step up your grill game and serve up a feast with the Next Grill 4-Burner Gas Grill, with durability to last summer after summer. On special buy, only $199. Get ready for a whole summer of entertaining at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.